Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Thank you for downloading from wherever you are around the world, because we have many listeners around the world. And you know me, I love people from other cultures, and I'm very sensitive of everything they've all been through.
Until until you meet them face to face.
And I have to try and make funnies, and I find out that you can insult people from other countries, and it's very easy, and I'll show you how I did it very soon.
First up, my wife really wants a baby. Let's just put it out there. She really wants a baby, but I'm not sure that she's aware about everything that comes with babies, because we got a taste of it, just a little taste, this weekend, and it tasted like poo. Mitch, my wife is very excited after we've been married just over 2 years. She's very excited to like start a family. She very much wants a baby. She loves my best mate. He has a baby and she loves it. She's playing with the baby all the time.
I did say that.
Yeah, she was reading the baby a book. Baby can't read.
Yeah.
Baby can't even comprehend what you're saying to her. But the baby loves the book, so it's like reading a book. She turned the baby into like a little claw machine.
Oh, really?
Where there was like toys on the floor, you'd just hold the baby down. The baby was entertained for ages.
Yep.
It's like, and that's all well and good. When babies are like that, they've got my vote.
Yeah.
But when they're like the other side of babies.
Oh no, what'd you say?
Like I can't handle too much of like babies crying.
Yeah, well, they do that a lot.
Like, it's still an annoying sound to me, whereas my wife's kind of a bit more like, baby's upset, or what do you need? She has an affinity, like an understanding for it.
Let me tell you what, that doesn't go away.
Doesn't go away. Like, you'll always be annoyed. But the reason the baby was crying as well was the worst. As my mates, like, arrived at my house...
Mm-hmm.
Baby just dropped a big old deuce. And apparently had done so in the car.
Yeah.
Like and we live regionally. And they were like, you know, we've been living with this for like over an hour now.
Wow.
They're just trying to get here, trying to change the baby. And it was a horror show.
Yeah, it would have been.
It was like, we were talking like full volcano.
Yeah.
Like it had made, and so they had to wash the baby in our like laundry trough. And like, my God, the smell of a baby.
Yeah.
It's like a little, like you're a little nugget.
Yeah.
Pushing out even littler nuggets.
Yeah.
But they smell worse than the biggest nugget you or I have ever produced.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
I had to light candles in the house.
For the exorcism.
It may as well have been. It was like a demon possessed that child's ass.
Michael Ross, you are the history buff on this show. You're the one that knows everything about history. You are self-proclaimed. You like going into the history, don't you?
I don't mind a bit of history. It's always good to like learn about like people and cultures of different times. It's fascinating to see where we came from.
So you do that with Google. I do that in life.
Okay.
So I met this person on the weekend who was from another country, and I was spending some time with them. And we were
spending some time with them.
Well, so we were like, we're walking along the beach, and there was this like, kind of like, I don't know if it was like a come and try beach volleyball day, but there was like some beach volleyball stuff out, and you could just kind of have a little play. And I thought, oh yeah, that'll be cool.
It was like Top Gun.
Kind of, yeah. And look, she is of Polish.
Oh, okay.
She is of Polish. Don't watch. It could have been he. Could have been her.
No, it couldn't.
She is of Polish descent. She's like, Polish, came over here 3 years ago. So very Polish.
Yeah.
And then we talked about like my ancestry. And I'm like as white as they come.
Yeah.
But I reckon... Like, if I had to guess, and I think I've got, like, a little bit of German in me.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're playing volleyball, right? And you know me, real charming, real funny. Okay?
Yeah.
And she was like, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Like, it was like the Top Gun volleyball scene. Just imagine there was a girl there instead. And I beat her, right?
Right.
Like, just after we discussed, she was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, I think I might have, like, a bit of German in me. And then I, like, smashed her over and beat her. And then I said,
what did you say? What did you say to this wonderful Polish?
I said, "Ah, no, it's World War II all over again."
And let me guess.
Yeah.
Didn't take it well?
Nah.
No. They're not going to take that one well.
Look, the thing I've learned about Australia is even like Gallipoli and stuff like that. We take it quite very like, oh yeah, we lost, but well, bloody we tried. Oh yeah. Ooh. Won't go there again. Like, that's us. That's how we respond. I've found out the Polish don't find it as funny.
No, they don't. Because imagine someone breaks into your house and, like, beats you up and robs you.
Yeah.
Imagine you break into someone else's house and they beat you up and rob you. You go, fair cop, I broke into your house. That was Gallipoli. Germany went into Poland's house.
Yeah. So, like, what's another Polish fact that I could have said?
You could have been like, I don't know, you owe me pierogies tonight. Like, you just keep it like What's on that? Cultural, like, favorites. So they're like little dumplings the Polish really like, you know, like, you owe me the roll mops, they're pickled herring. Like, keep it on like a friendly cultural, like, basis. But I wouldn't dive into much of like Polish history.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's
keep it light and bright, because it's definitely not light and bright there.
Okay.
It's a very grey place. Give us a call anytime, 1-800-011-666. And I want to know, what's worth keeping forever from Australian television and film? Because we have lost the wonderful house for Kath and Kim.
Yeah, it's very, very
Fountain
bizarre.
Lakes.
Now, a man obviously was so upset about that he decided to rush in as they were smashing the house and he stole the door, which...
It's a bit busted up, but it's still good. It's still good.
Is that a crime?
Yes, but it doesn't matter. I would learn to be a lawyer for this man to defend him in court, to protect his right to save Australian classics. Like, some things should be kept forever. Yep. Stephen Bradbury's skates should be in a museum forever. Australian moments need to be recognised.
I'll tell you what, we should keep that longer than Stephen Bradbury, because I'm sick of cracking him out every 4 years.
1-800-011-666, what's worth keeping forever from Australian TV and film. We got George from Derby on the line. George, what are you looking to keep?
I'm going to go for a classic. I think a lot of people probably feel the same way, but, you know, the castle?
Yes, of course, the classic.
Yeah. Tell him he's dreaming.
Tell him he's dreaming. On a plaque, just with Daryl Kerrigan's head, the great Michael Caton, Tell him he's dreaming should be preserved on, like, audio and visual form forever.
Absolutely. Like, all the times that he says it throughout the film should be preserved. Because he goes through a range of emotions, like, throughout the film, and each time he uses those.
Yeah, there's nuance.
Now, have you ever used, have you ever quoted that film in life?
Not so much, not word for word, but just to people... Just telling people to their face that you're dreaming.
Thanks, mate.
The house from the castle was actually sold in 2019 for only $628,000.
Really?
And now it's a bloody little, like, trendy townhouse.
Oh, is it? Is it, like, renovated?
It's renovated. It's rendered. It's got, like, a brick bottom story and, like, a little weatherboard top. Oh, it's so trendy. So very... Where did they live? Did they live in Victoria or New South Wales? New South Wales.
New South Wales.
It's very New South Wales. Michael on Triple M. And we know you just went through the news, and our team do a great job keeping you up to date with everything happening around Australia and the world. But you've never heard the news like this.
On this day, on Triple M, this day in music.
Definitely not like that. How about like this?
Here's what happened
while you were sleeping. Cosa Cranes, for cranes, dozers, water and service truck hire.
Mario Ross, in the news, a man has been flown to hospital after being forced to free himself from the jaws of a crocodile in North Queensland. But I ain't spending any more time on it, because every 3 months, a couple can't get married and dreams are ripped to pieces.
Bobcatter. Queensland. Queensland's very own Bobcatter.
Look, if you haven't seen that, I mean, we do have it, but, you know, look it up in your own time. Also, first home buyers will be able to use their superannuation to get into the property market. Scott Morrison has announced this at a coalition's official campaign launch on Sunday. That should probably cover the cost of a letterbox. We don't have a lot of money anywhere.
In your super, in your wallet.
Everything's very expensive. And also chaos in Rottnest over the weekend after the island was cut off from drinking water for 7 hours. But no one noticed because no one there is ever drinking water.
No. You know, that was really nice. I like that one quite a bit.
It's a good joke. You're welcome.
Train now on Triple M. It's Mitchell and Weigel.
I do not feel motivated, and I'd like to. So I would like to bring in our next guest for Motivational Mondays, Chet. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. Chet, thanks, the one and only. I'm going to get you fired up and ready for the week ahead. Let's get into it. When you feel motivated, you tell me. You say, I feel motivated.
All right.
Let me hear you say it one time.
I feel motivated.
Oh, you're sounding so flat, mate. I'm going to get you fired up. You know, they say hindsight is 20/20. But if we were meant to look back, our eyes wouldn't face forwards.
I feel motivated.
He feels motivated. He feels motivated this morning. And you know what? Doesn't matter how hard you work out at the gym. You can't use your muscles to push people away unless you use your tongue.
I feel confused, also personally attacked, but I feel motivated.
Oh, you do feel motivated?
Yeah, I do, actually.
The tongue is the only muscle in the body that can push.
Yeah.
All other muscles pull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it also means that you can't actually push people away unless you use your words.
I should have been confused, but I...
Got to use your words.
Because I wasn't... Okay.
Let's get motivated.
I'm motivated.
Shit, thanks.
All right.
Your heart
mm-hmm.
is only caged by your ribs.
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? So your heart...
Yeah.
Is like it's only inside you, mate. You are the only thing holding your heart back. You want love, you want happiness. The only thing it's caged by is your ribs. Yeah, it's just you, mate.
But I can't get rid of my ribs.
Yeah, but you could... you are in control of how you feel.
Yeah, but I can't pull it out if I wanted to.
It's a metaphor, mate.
I'm
it's not literal.
Yeah,
that's so, what motivational quotes are. They're not literal.
So I can't get what I want.
It's only caged by you. You are the only thing holding yourself back.
And I can't do anything about it. So you're telling me...
You're saying you can't change.
I can't. My ribs. I can't take my ribs out. So I can't... I will always be in front of my heart.
You don't want to be motivated. You don't want the help of Chet. Thanks.
That was just crap.
You're the only thing... you're holding yourself back. It's the oldest one in the book, mate. I didn't even think it was that original, and yet we're stuck here. See, we're caged by your ribs. And my mate has stumbled on a new idea that could just be crazy, but it could also just be pure genius. He is sick of doing the dishes when there's just too many. He has a set of 8 plates. They pile up, and on night 4, he has to do all of the dishes because there's nothing to eat off.
That is wild.
So he throws them in the bin, and he buys a set of 4. Is it crazy? Or is it maybe some genius?
I don't know. It's like he's got to force himself to do more work, but it's littler work. It's light work.
Smaller work, more frequently, I guess is what he's looking at. We've got Aaron from Tom Price on the line now. Aaron, is this crazy or is he onto something?
I think it's kind of a bit of both because, like, it's genius if you've got all those dishes and they're all dirty and just, you know, they're old and mangy, throw them out, get new ones, great. If you're, he's getting less of them, right? Like, he's only getting 4?
Yeah,
he's only getting 4. He doesn't want any more in the house.
So don't you have to do washing more often?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
like,
so more often, but less to do at a time, is his thinking.
I mean, yeah, it might work.
Why don't you just hide plates? Like, hide 2, put them in, like, a bowl.
This is my hang-up, that there's no reason to throw out the 8. Keep them in the house, just don't use them. Have a little bit of self-control.
Right. No, there's something to be said about getting rid of old stuff. I'm a big proponent of ridding yourself of old stuff or stuff you don't use, freeing that space up. You know, it's a mental weight to have it around. So yep. I like the idea of getting rid of it.
You're like a Tom Price, Mary Kondo. I've got a bit of an odd situation coming up this afternoon. It's odd for me because it's the first time this has ever happened. But okay. When I get home the Savo, because people think we just finish at 9 o'clock. We don't. Like, we're still at work until like 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I know, such a hard life. I'll then get home around 2 o'clock and my wife will leave for her work because she works in like after school care.
Yep.
But she says to me yesterday, she's like, oh, by the way, Mum's going to be here tomorrow at that time.
Wow.
And I said, but you've got to go to work. Yeah. What, is she picking something up? No. My mother-in-law has like an appointment in town, but she doesn't live in town.
Okay.
She's got like an appointment, like two appointments.
Yeah.
But like 3 hours apart, 2-3 hours apart.
Okay.
So she doesn't want to go home.
Yeah.
She wants to stay at our place until her next appointment. And I said, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. I get that. You don't want to be driving back and forth because they live like 40 minutes away.
Yep.
But I have never spent time with just my mother-in-law.
Really?
My wife has always been there, or maybe both of them. So my mother-in-law and father-in-law.
You've never spent time with just her?
I've never spent time with just her.
How long have you been with her? Your
10
wife?
Years.
That is wild.
Why would I have just hung out with her?
I was with a girl for like 3 months and I'd already spent time with just her mother.
Is that why it only lasted 3 months?
That's not what I meant.
But like, what am I meant to... So what did you do with the mother?
You just chat.
You just chat. I can't
say what a wonderful job you did raising your daughter.
I can't chat for like 2-3 hours.
Why can't your daughter cook better? No, I don't know.
She can cook. She just doesn't like it.
No, I don't know. What did you play?
Look, I'm strongly considering to pretend that I still have more work to do.
Oh, and just staying at work the whole time?
No, like going into my office because I do have to take the car home, so I can't stay at work. I got to take the car to my wife, but then I could be like, got to jump in the office. Got more stuff to do for the show tomorrow.
She's not going away. Like, you know that, right? Why don't you just get to know her?
I do know her. And I know
that's why you don't want to be around. Nice, got it.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.